It is Hank FM, and it is Dramatic Pause.
Not thank necessarily you. The news.
Sound the bell.
Welcome to a Wednesday installment of Not Necessarily the News. With more cameras, better to serve you, the listener.
Well, it's a good thing it's a radio show.
Is it? Is it anymore?
Not necessarily the news.
Hello, our Hank Facebook livers watching on the Hank Facebook page. Maybe.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Well, the latest in what I think is just the most amazing story of the last couple of days.
What?
The Louvre.
Oh,
heist.
That's right.
You don't get a heist like this very often.
No way.
Once every couple decades. That 7-minute heist there at the Louvre. Well, now they've said, as far as value goes, they stole about $102 million worth of stuff. And
7 minutes worth of work.
French law enforcement races against the clock. They are pretty sure these guys are just going to melt it down. Yeah. Of course, they did leave that one crown behind. They it fell out of somebody's bag or something like that as they were leaving. It was the Empress Eugenie, gold crown, emerald encrusted, but it was dented. But they're just happy to have it. Oh, this is amazing! Nobody knows who did it.
Very thrilled.
Nobody ever will.
No ideas.
Yeah, camera two.
I'm sorry, I messed with the cameras.
Number two,
broken all. But either way, let's talk Meghan Markle, shall we? She started off as a suitcase girl on Let's Make a Deal, but is ready to secure her spot on the A-list. And the place to do that is Taylor Swift's wedding. Former Duchess gunning for an invite to one of the biggest events of the entire year. It's telling friends, it would be a shame if I was left out, and it would be a nightmare for her image.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do not panic, Meghan. I, too, have not received my save the date for Taylor's wedding.
Yeah.
By the way, KB, when is your wedding date? Do we know that? Yes. No. What?
Camera one.
Okay.
Coming soon. We're launching Toys for Tots Drive today. It's in the system, the feeling, the spirit. And Hallmark is getting ready for their 12 new Hallmark movies to launch.
Oh, boy.
November 29th. And they just announced their latest, Pickleball Christmas.
And I'm on my way to play pickleball.
That's right.
Fabulous.
A Pickleball Christmas will be soon invading the Hallmark Channel near you. So Mom's excited about that.
I was going to say, I can't hear your mother over the Facebook Live, but I can only imagine the glee that is ensuing.
Well, there's a good chance at this point she's got a camera pointed at her.
Everyone's doing it.
Camera two. So Pickleball Christmas will be coming soon. You know, the mother-in-law plays pickleball pretty religiously.
Some people don't like the pickleball community.
That's not her.
It's, segregation.
Camera two.
Reba has finally found her soft spot to land at the tender age of 70. She says that her fiancé, Rex Lynn, loves her like no man has ever done. No. She adores him with all of her heart, and he's quite tender-hearted. He is also a bit bashful, and they met way back in 1991. Remember this? On the set of The Gambler Returns, The Luck of the Draw. That was with Kenny Rogers. My light just went out. Somebody's dimming my light. By the way, they too have not announced their wedding date, KB.
See?
Back to you.
There you go. Camera one. Speaking of cameras, according to science, here are the scariest movies in the history of movies.
Okay.
According to science. Some of these, most of these, I don't think we've heard of.
Oh.
It's that kind of thing, you know. Like, number one is a movie called Sinister, 2012. Two is Host. Skinamarink is 20, I don't know. But I have heard of The Conjuring. That's at number five.
Mm.
And then Smile 2 is 7. And then Smile 1 is 8. And then The Exorcism of Emily Rose. And Talk to Me. That's the top 10. Coming in at number 9, A Pickleball Christmas.
Oh!
So, excited about it. Camera two.
So you don't date a mogul like Taylor Swift without learning a few business tricks. Travis Kelce, set to kick off his empire by unleashing his fun side. Did you hear about this? He's officially an investor in Six Flags. $20 million wants to make it even more special for the next generation of families. Says it's crazy that all this is real. And he also has money in a Formula One racing team, Cholula Hot Sauce, Players TV, something called Real Truck, because you don't want fake trucks, and much more.
Look at that. He's got a lot of assets that are liquid. It's liquid. It's all over the place. That's what wealthy people say. Science also said this, that in a recent study, pretty conclusive, they said that the whole peanut allergy thing has been dramatically reversed in the last few years, because about 10 years ago, that study that said that you shouldn't give kids peanuts and stuff back in the day and stuff said you should, and they started doing that, and now peanut allergies are like down about 43% in just 10 years. Science also found that it's very funny to give to dogs. And then the J.M. Smucker Company, the jam people, is suing Trader Joe's, saying their frozen PB&J sandwiches are way too similar to Uncrustables.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Trader Joe's, in response, says, quote, our artisanal decrusted bread rounds with heritage legumes and heirloom jelly are not the same.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.